following on Dalet Amud Aleph, the bottom line. So the Mora said that I need a special drasha to tell me that this is in about the Acher by Nozer. The question is, why can't they learn out from the regular Riboy of Chatos HaShemes? So the Mora said, because there's an element of Chiddush by Nozer. The Mora said, the Mora attempted one Chiddush, which the Mora did not like. But the Mora actually attempted two Chiddushim, which the Mora did not like. Elamai Chiddush, so what is a Chiddush? So, I could have thought to say, Hoyol, Im Gilach Alachas Mishloshtan is Yatsa, Lo the Over Aleah Bevaltacher. There are three kabbalas that the Nozer brings at the end of the Naziris. It's Machlokes Hanoyim. Which one marks the end of the Naziris? And the application of that would be that then the look is he has to cut off all of his hair. So if he cuts off all of his hair before the kabbalas, he's transgressed his Naziris, and he has to redo his Naziris. But once he brings the Kabbalas, so then he's finished the process. So what does he have to do? Which Korban? So it's Mechlokes, but one Tana holds, Im Gilach Achaz Mishloshen is Yotza. Even the other one holds, it's not, one Tana holds any one of the three. One of them holds specifically the chat. This one holds specifically the Yashem. Sorry, not the Yashem. The Shlomim. So he brings the chat and the Erla and the Shlomim, and but one holds any one of the three. But you see that even though there's three kabbalas, any one of the three or one of the three is sufficient to mark the end of the Naziris. So that's. Means we're not even though he's chayiv in three kabbalas, but his chayiv is not such a strong chayiv because you see one is enough to some extent. So I would think that therefore there's not a din about the acher comparable to the case of the chatas or the osham, where that's imperative that he must bring that. Therefore, I need besides the drasha of Kedarosh Yidrashenu, which is Marbe Chatos HaShemes, I'm going to need a separate drasha to be Marbe, the din of Balta Acher by Nozer from the Hekesh. Kamash Malon. Okay, we boy Sema, Machi Dushe, Bishop Dulabat Fisa Ben Eder. Let's go back to our first answer that the idea of Balta Acher only applies to something which a person, the Torah wrote it in the language, if a person makes an eder, lo sacher l'shamoy. Says, this is something which you cannot be matis ben eder, a person cannot be mechai himself kerbonus of the Nozer without being a Nozer. The person can't just offer up these kerbonus. So therefore, I would not know this Balta Acher. Ah, you're going to ask me, it's not Matvisa Beneder, and still there is a din of Balta Acher based on Kidurashi Drishena, which was our problem with this that answer before. No, Chathis Chaylev Kaasa the Kapora. So that comes with Kapora. So the Kapora element is what compels it to be done immediately, and there's a Isra Balta Acher. B'chatas Nozer, the Mayasya. It's not really coming, what's it coming for? It's not coming for Kapora. It wasn't an Aveira. So it's not really a Kapora. It's a unique Korban that you bring a Chatas without an Aveira. You bring a Chatas with all the lochas of a Chatas without any Aveira involved in it. So, but you can't be matzah that beneder. So, I would not know that there's a balta acher. We're not for the hekesh.
Why not? Why is matzah relevant? Why not just bring the kapara?
Well, there's two steps. The real point over here is that the Torah wrote this about balta acher by neder. So we want to point out why this doesn't go into the general pasuk. And even the ribui, that's a unique reason why that ribui makes sense, which doesn't apply over here. I think it's the flow of the Gemara.
Right, but you say, yeah, it doesn't. The ribui doesn't apply by nazir because it doesn't. It's not the kapara.
You're saying the Mishnah could skip it. We already said.
Yeah, just skip the mappis, the step. That's just to take it out of the nether.
Again, the primary pasuk is talking about the din of neder. Right, so we're saying that this is unique, that it's not matisa b'neder. So you're going to ask me back, chatis chelav, we're mar even so. That's a special reason.
Okay.
I think that's... The Morris says, the Morris says, very chatis, you led us to loy asa the kaparo. Bavar alam yishul bal tacher. Chatis, you led us, it's not coming... for a kapara, and still, when we remember the din of chatos, we include chatos yoledes as well. That's bal ta'achar b'chatos yoledes. Morris says that's a different reason. He kashayir lo lemechel b'kachim. There, there is a compelling reason why it should be done quickly, because there's a mitzvah yikachim, and this is what allows a yikachim. Over here, it just allows them to drink wine, but there's no mitzvah per se to drink wine on a Torah level, for sure not. So, wine is a rishus, but eating karbonis is a mitzvah. So, it's appropriate for her to have a bal ta'acher in order to mizaris her to get back to her state where she can do her mitzvah.
What would be the Baal Taker for her, in other words, the length of time? I mean, it's also Shalosh Regalim, but...
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not being Mazari's her, because, I mean, she has a Chiyuv in Kachim before the three Regalim are up, right?
Krum Pesach.
Yeah.
There's an essay right away. The question is just the lav. I don't think it's more chomer than the other ones. Her essay is right away, and so she should do it beforehand. But the lav kicks in after, like, pushing it up too much. Yeah. Let's see Rashi. Let's see the Rav. Sorry. Holding the run, Dalam and Aleph, four lines down the wide lines. Belongs to my base. However, Megillah Lachas Mishloshtan, the Kiddush is that if he does Giluach on any one of the three, it's enough. Chathis, Barla, Mishlomim, Shanazar, maybe he brings a Chathis and Erla, Mishlomim. The Ashram of a Nazar, in the case of a Nazar, became Tameh. But Nazar, who's Tor, at the end of his Naziris, he brings a Chathis and Erla, Mishlomim. There's a leniency that any one of the three is good enough. You don't see you need all three, etc. So if it weren't for the Hekesh, Fimakesh, the Dorim, and the Ziris, I would have believed that there's no Baal Ta'achar. Okay. Mishnah Berurah says, what about Chatas Chaylev? My boy Sam, and the Morris says it's because it's not matisa b'neder. The Morris says, "What about chavdus chaylev? It's not matisa b'neder. That's chavdus chaylev asa the kapara. Shemachi avlagav the east bekula deino yochel latvisa b'neder. Even though it does have this element that you cannot be matisa b'neder, keeping the mitzvah havia, but he does have a pressure to bring it the chaper alav. Dinu shiyaber b'val ta'acher. So it makes sense that the val ta'acher is appropriate." But Dima Disu Neder. It has the kula, it's not Matisu Neder. But Velo Mitzvah Bamidi, the lake of Allah Bamatakar, there's nothing which he's prohibited from, which should pressure him with Baltakar. Well, my kasir, the Hatir Biyayat. Ain't so mitzvah the rishus. So well, he's big matter yayin. That's not a mitzvah. I feel the man dumber nazar chayte who. We'll see later on. The more it says, his opinion which says undertaking the zirus is not appropriate. There's element of chayte in it. Ve'en chayte gomer. If you could carbon lo yasal kabara. Even you say that's true, but the point of the carbon wasn't as a din kabara like you find by other kabbalas. Okay. So further on Akasha, Mekatha Ben Akatha Tase and Carbon Nozzle, Bermatza, Mekatha Scale of Ishlaman. Matisa Benetter, Akatha is not Matisa Benetter. Asa Kapara, Shlaman is not Asa the Kapara. So now you could make a matzah between Chathas and Shlaman and learn Chathas Nozzle. Nearly the Enechanami. You could. So then, what did the heckish for? Elakim the I'm sorry. Elakim the Lami gufed the Kronafik Elba Matzad, the Kesha Difa, called Matzad, called the Brachina. Now I'm saying I'm learning out not because there's a pasuk which is marbit beetsim, but rather based on the matzah. So matzah, if you trust your matzah and a hekesh, we much prefer having a hekesh because any questions, even a kol duhu, ends a matzah. When she's going through the pain of childbirth, kafetzes when he's bashal tisakik lebala, she commits not to allow herself to be in that situation again. And then she does it again. So even so, ikar kabana ain't a boy al chait. It's not the chiyuv of korban is not based on that. Should I feel yudas ba'atzma shaloi here b'davar klum via korban? Even though she knows that she did not do that, she's still chayiv in the korban. So the korban is Rishim is saying in general, there's an element of doing something wrong, but that's not the yusad of the korban. She worries is that kashay lemechel bekachim. It allows her now to eat krabonis. Mechilas kachim mitzahi, gonna chilas psachim, the isha namichi mechayva. So she has krabonis and she has the chiyuv to do. Fine. So, zot the Gemara. Omer Mar, we said before in the Brisa, which discusses the Hekish, this is the man of Dor Moav, made for Nidre Bitoi. Baal may for Nidra Ishtoi, Af Nazira, so Av may for Nazira's Bitoi, Baal may for Nazira's Ishtoi. Okay. So I learned out with the Hekish that there's a din of Hafora by Nazira's. Lomeli is more asked the question. Lomeli Hekesha, Tasib Bimamasinu, Minadorim. Why do they need a special Hekish for that? Just the regular mamatzinu. They're similar enough, Naziris and the Dordim, that what I find by one makes sense to apply to the other. So more answers, no. Dilma gabi nidorim hu demeifer, mishim deloy islay kitsusa. Ala gabi naziris to islay kitsusa, the stam naziris lamad yoyim, emaloy kamash malon. I might have thought that the power of Hafarah, which the Torah gives to the father or to the husband, is by a neder, which in general the neder doesn't have a time limit. Whereas by Naziris, when the Torah wrote in a time limit in general, I would have thought maybe the power of Hafarah is not given. He says, so I need a hekesh to tell me that it is.
Even without that answer, they would have that Ron saying that we're better off with a hekesh than a mamatz.
Well, the Ron said it regards to matzad, which that's, he said, when it's called Ubershina. Over here, you have to have a real bona fide question on the limut. So, saying we could argue if we're not aware of any bona fide question, the more is a fair question. Why do you have to say it's a hekesh? There is a Gemara. The Gemara says Milsa Dasib Kavul Karmer Tarf Kassel Makra, and therefore they, although Rishonim assume the same thing by Matzinu. So you can do it. In general, Gemara usually tries to find a different teretz instead of saying that. The Mor says Milsa Dasa Mekal B'Chermer Tarech Mekasav Lokra. Even though I could derive it from Mekal B'Chermer, the Torah writes it sometimes. The Torah will write it anyway. So if that's true, then obviously Milsa Dasa B'Mamatzino Tarech Mekasav Lokra. But in general, the Mor uses that as like a last resort. I can't figure out why. I don't want to rely on the Kal V'Chomer or the Mamatzino. When I need the Pasuk, if I can't come up with any answer, I say, you're right, okay. It's not a kasha, because Milsa Dasa B'Kal V'Chomer, Torah B'Kasa Lokro. So we use that as like a last resort. Sucks the Ran. Tasi B'Mamatzino Midadarim. Hold the actually Hacha Gabi Haforo. Well, actually, Le'el Gabi Yodis. Why don't we ask this question by Yodas also? Why do you need a hekesh? Make a mamatzino. Tasty. So the Ron answers, Mishum the Yodas, the Malka, Nami Maisilahu. So you bring Marba over there that it's a full din of a Naziris, Neder slash. You learn from Neder to Naziris. It's a full din of Naziris with all of the Oyeshim which involved in it. Avagami Afora, Shaykh Lamifrach, Tesim Mamatzin. Over here, the Kiddush is that you can remove the Neder. So you're not talking about Oyeshim, you're talking about the opposite of Oyeshim. Okay. Some more answers. I need the hekesh by Hafarah. Mishum the less that by the daughter is because less than the kitzutza. Hevadino she offered. The Torah gave the husband the power to prevent an ongoing situation. Okay, but whereas by Naziris is not like that. When you tell me Kim and Naziris, it's like Kitsusa. Nagashdam in the Dorm of Naziris, the name is Tam the Dorm Shloshim Yon. So why don't we have a general rule that when you have a Hekesh, in Hekesh the Mechsa. Whatever you're learning from one to the other, you from A to B, you learn from B to A also things. So learn out that Stam and the Zirus Shloshim Yom, Stam the Dorim is Shloshim Yom. The name is Stam the Dorim Shloshim Yom. Lesson. Loshinetar Karlo Nidre Hektish Nidre Yisr. We keep the Nidre Hektish less Luhu Kitsusa. Shematish Behemel Mizbeth Kitcha Elomis. So Nidre Yisr Nami Dichwasayu. The Shabbadomi Lakusha in the Dorm Ladari. I also know that when the Torah talks about the din of Neder, Kiyuda Neder, when the Torah gives the discussion of of Hafora, it's referring to Nidre Hekdesh and Nidre Isser. And by Nidre Hekdesh, by definition, it has to be Olamis. So you're asking me, should I learn out from the Dorim, no, from the Zeris to tell me it's only Shoshimarim, or learn out the Dorim from the Dorim that's forever? So I have a choice between learning out in the Dorim from the Zeris, learning out in the Dorim from the Dorim. I'm going to learn out in the Dorim from the Dorim, not from the Zeris.
How do we know the Zeris is Stam, the Zeris is Shloshimah?
How should the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? The Mora makes a remez. It says, Kadosh Yeah is a Gematria 30. So is that a real drush, or is that just like a remnant that they found for the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? That's debatable. Okay, so that's somewhat, that we pretty much entered now, like the working out the language of the Mishnah and all those things, etc. That's really been the end of that introductory sugi, which you have in many Masechtas and Shas. The more spends time working out, where the din came from and the language of the Mishnah and those type of things. Now the more we start dealing with the halachas of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said Yadis, and he said the Mishnah said gave five examples. Mujani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, meruchani mimcha, shani ochelach, shani toyamach. Okay. So Amr Shmuel. So it's not five cases. It's three cases of Mujranim Khom or Fashanim Khom or Mirchanim Khom. And either one of those languages is valid as long as you say Shani Oichalok or Shani Toyamok. So you need the full sentence. So the Gemara assumes that this is what the issue over here we're grappling with. This is Yadayim. The din of Marbi Yadis. If he says it in a way which is, so part of the point of a Yadis is he didn't say a full sentence. But sometimes you don't say a full sentence, and it's obvious what you mean. Sometimes you leave so much out of the sentence that it's ambiguous. So, the Gemara is referred to those as Yudayim Mechichas, Yudayim Shenem Mechichas. If it's Muchak, what he's saying, even though he didn't say a full phrase, that's called Yudayim Mechichas. If it's not clear what he's saying, so it's Yudayim Shenem Mechichas. So, even though we're not questioning what the person meant, I mean, the person said, I meant this, we believe you, but in that it's not enough that a person thinks it, a person has to actually verbalize it. So we're saying, we believe you what you meant, but you didn't say it. Or if we hold your dime, Shannon Mechichas are good. It's enough there that we have a right to interpret it, the meaning X, and therefore that's like you said it. Shmuel says no. It has to be clear from what you said what you mean. So Mujadim Mimchor, or these languages of Mufreshani, Mufrekani, are not clear what you mean and what way you want to be Meruchim from the person. So that's called Yadayim, Shannon Mechichas, and doesn't work. But he says, shani, that's very explicit what he means. I want to be mudr in regards to Achila. Okay. Meisvei. Mudr ni mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, so mudr ni is the madrani, it's the same thing. Mufreshani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, raise the osir. Shani oichaloch, shani toimloch, raise the osir. So the Braisa has the Psak then twice. And our Mishnah says it raises it's also after all five. So yeah, I can tell you the Mishnah meant the last two are the modifiers to the first three. But here in the Braisa it says clearly, distinctly, that these three are Aser, and then these two are Aser, which means that the two are not coming as a modifier of the first three. They're a separate din. Okay. Mor says, the Braisa means like this. If you say these three, it's Aser. As long as you say these two, that's when it's Aser. Simur is not going to like that, but The Mor says, what about Hatanya Ipkhul? It's the Bryce which changes the order. Shani Yachaloch, Shani Taimloch, Osr. So there, what are you going to say? How are you going to say? The first two are coming to modify the last three. So Mor says, yeah. Tony Hockey, Ukvar Omar Mujrani. So these two sentences are binding for Isser if you said Mujrani Mimcha or Mufreshani Mimcha or Mufrekana Mimcha. Or say Yachan a Reisha, void Osir Osir Lamali the Misni. So Mor says. Even the Morse is ratio, it means then what's between the first price and the second price? So the point of the second price is just to say Kvar Omar. So what it adds? And the point of the second price is to say Tana X said it in that order, and it's possible confusing that you might make a mistake and understand like Shmuel. Therefore, I, the Tana Y, am going to write in such a way that you will not make that mistake. Then we understand what Tana Y is contributing to the conversation. But if you tell me he means Ukvar Omar, what's he adding? So it's not really a ratio ration a sefer. It's two different prices, but it means what about we ready the first one which we quoted? What's this adding? And why also lamali the misni? Why would it say also twice? If that's the point that it's saying. So therefore, the Mor says we need to come up with a different explanation to fit with the Mishnah and the Braisa. Okay, let's hold it here.